Welcome to the Christian Coach Podcast, where our mission is to serve coaches through conversation so they can lead like Jesus. I am Chad Simpson, a co-host, joined by Jim Good. What's up, Jim?
What's up, Chad? It's good to be back, my man.
Good to be back. Good to see your face. We love doing these roundtables. And this month, Gian, our third co-host, is at capacity, so we gave him the month off from the podcast background, and he's still doing a lot of work for us. But it's been a fun team effort, and just talking about team, it's cool. I serve with Athletes in Action. We got Jim with Nations of Coaches, and just we love bringing it all together. Fellowship of Christian Athletes. There's so many great sports ministries out there, and it's fun to partner with you, Jim.
Yes, sir, and appreciate the time off for February as you and Gian held the fort down. We miss you, Gian. But as you said, Chad, amazing partnership with these different sports ministries that are out there. And it's March Madness, baby. So I'm a basketball man. I'm a basketball fan. And let the madness begin as we are now going to get into postseason, get into the tournaments, get into the bracket. Love it. Love it.
And any sport, even my son, he's not even like massive into sports, but he still understands March Madness, filling out the bracket. He doesn't know what UCLA is. He calls it UCLA.
UCLA.
But anyways, that's just update us, Jim. Just talking about everything going around in Nations of Coaches right now. What's going on there?
Awesome time of year. Busy time of year. Just connecting with these coaches is a lot of them, like you said, are preparing for their conference tournament, the postseason. A lot of transitions, possibly changes, firings, promotions. So a lot happening. But a few days ago, we had our college basketball day of prayer. And so March 1st, we instituted about 5 years ago, setting aside before really the madness begins to take time and pray for these universities, pray for these coaches, pray for these families, because these coaches are husbands. These coaches are fathers, whether they're assistant coaches, head coaches, GAs, and just taking time and that day, setting it aside. But that can continue throughout the whole month of March, going into April. Excited about our Final Four events, as the Final Four for men's will be out in Phoenix, and we have some representatives there. And then the women's in Cleveland, Ohio. So doing some different events, partnering up with Athletes in Action, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, doing a worship service, just doing some different events. So excited about what's happening here in the next few weeks. What's going on with Athletes in Action, man?
Yeah, I can't believe it's been, it's coming up on a year since we've done all this here by Zoom. But it's been a year since you and I got to meet up in person down in Houston at March Madness Final Four weekend. Right. But yeah, man, we're right in the middle of the tennis season, trying to reach out to tennis coaches and athletes. At the time of this airing, we'll be down in Orlando doing outreach for spring break tennis. A lot of the northern teams head south for some warm weather and some good tennis. So we'll be there and gearing up for a mission trip to Zimbabwe summer 2024, and just released a tennis podcast. I know we shared Tom Reese's episode on this platform to help spread the word for that, but we have 8 episodes coming out for that. So yeah, super exciting time for our ministry as well. But Jim, let's get personal. Air it out, man. I'm just curious, man, what's a lesson that you're learning? What's God teaching you here in the season? You're a couple years into the transition with Nations of Coaches, but yeah, what's life really like for Jim Good?
I love it. I think two things, and they kind of piggyback. We just talked off air, learning how to say no to good things. I think a lot of times as we get in our different leadership roles, we get a lot of different opportunities, and just learning what to say yes to, learning what to say no to, and being okay with saying no to different things, even good things. And that led me into kind of one of the big lessons that I even shared at our kind of a retreat, leadership retreat we did with our staff a few weeks ago. A lot of times for me, I can have the Martha mentality. And what do I mean by that? You know, Mary was the one who sat at Jesus's feet. She was in his presence and just stopped everything, where Martha was, let's go, let's get this done. Jesus is here. Why aren't you helping me? Let's get the house ready. Let's get the food ready. And for me, that just kind of re-emphasizing my priorities and my spending intentional quality time sitting at the feet of Jesus. And for me and coaches, I encourage you, if you don't have that time alone with God, that daily connection, not necessarily quantity time, but quality time, whether it be a few minutes in the morning before we go to bed, whatever your routine is. I know for me, my morning hour is my hour. And I say my hour, it's God's hour. And so having that time to connect and really sit at Jesus's feet so I can listen to his whisper. A lot of times he talks to us and he may not be shouting, he's whispering. And unfortunately, we're too distracted. We got too much going on that we can't hear his whispers of love, encouragement, direction. So that's a big thing that I am learning, continuing to learn. All right, throw it back to you, man. What's he teaching you?
That's a good word. That's a good word. And when you think about the one thing, I think about what Paul said as well on, you know, forgetting what lies behind, straining for what lies ahead, and that I might finish the race. But yeah, it's a good word, Jim. And along those same lines in ministry, when you think about Paul said, Christ is my life. You know, I think a lot of coaches and ministers, leaders, it's like their work is their life. You know, my ministry is my life. But to think, am I sitting with the Lord? Am I pursuing him? Is he my everything? So I think that's really good. And something else that's stood out is some buddies and I, we've been doing a little Lent challenge. Kind of a holistic, but we're doing some cold showers, some food fast. There's some other things, pretty intense, big shock to the system. And so kind of the thought here recently has been the difference between like fasting and feasting and just these momentary afflictions, these diligent surrenders. You know, we have these like grinds as coaches and athletes. We understand what that looks like. But also the idea of like, man, when we're looking forward to Easter Sunday, to it all being over and kind of ending that fast and completely feasting. And ultimately, I know we're looking to eternity, to heaven, where the banquet will be full, the table will be full. But I feel it's both. It's one of those like both and type of things where we're here on earth. There's some surrender, some dying, but there's also some celebration involved. So, yeah, it's a little bit on what God's been teaching me recently.
So good, man. I loved hearing that. And just when you said, you know, being involved in full-time, so-called, I'm using air quotes here, you know, full-time Christian ministry and service, is that the danger is God becomes our work. And within that danger, what I'm learning is, instead of working for God, I'm partnering with Jesus. And there's a difference. And I love hearing that fasting, man, because that's something that I've tried to implement a little bit. And currently right now I am fasting from coffee, and it's one of the hardest things I've ever done. I never realized how much my body needed coffee. And so in the morning, I'm just kind of gearing my attention to focus on God or maybe a coach or a family member instead of drinking my coffee. So a lot of water and hot tea. But I'm going to do 21 days, and I'm on like day 6 with this coffee fast, man. And it is hard. It's hard.
Oh, I see. You're still bringing the energy.
I got it.
I did it last year. I did 40 days of Lent with no coffee. And, you know, that idea of like, man, I'm looking to coffee for energy rather than I'm looking to God for strength, you know? And I think that's what's hit me as I'm leaning on some of these physical things. So that's good stuff, man. Well, I appreciate you sharing, Jim, and just heading into the next month of interviews. We're in the middle of just replaying some of our favorite episodes. You know, obviously there's something in all 150 plus that we've aired, but as we were just kind of, you know, the season that we're in, sometimes these interviews hit us as the interviewer differently. And so we're just going back to some of them that really spoke to us. But Jim, you got a well-known friend and brother coming on first. Prep us a little bit.
Yeah, literally well-known friend and brother. So my younger brother, this was the first interview that I ever did with the Christian Coach podcast, and it was going to be my practice interview. And I remember sharing with Josh, hey, let's just do a practice interview. I'm going to video it, make sure everything goes well, send it to Chad and Ian. And then you guys were like, yeah, we're airing that, man. So just going back and listening, Josh is one of my heroes, my younger brother. God is really working in his life. You'll be able to catch the theme of faith over fear. And he shares the story of my nephew, his son, Joshy. And it's just amazing, you know, just 3 years ago, the incident and the accident that he went through, and then the open heart surgery, and then watching him compete this year on the basketball court as him and my son were teammates, actually dropped 40 points in a game. So go, Joshy. But just listening to Josh, his growth, his maturity, and his passion for his ministry with 11th Element, and some of the lessons that he shares, it was good to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, that was so good. And then the second one on your end was Mike Blanc, who recently got a promotion up to being a VP of FCA. And you know, that hit me just as a sports minister, hearing his heart for connecting with the Lord, like we were talking about before you go out and minister. And then our third of the month will be Miss Cindy White, who was a female pioneer with Athletes in Action and doing great things. But that was one of mine that really spoke to me. But yeah, we hope that you guys enjoy these. Just realize they're replays from over a year ago. And yeah, we hope that they'll hit you even here. They're timeless truths and principles there. So Jim, we end these episodes the same way. My dad, he's probably listening to this one too, but whenever I hang up the phone with my dad now, he'll tell me, Chad, the mission field's right where you're at. But anyways, you get to end this one. So call us out, man.
Oh, you already almost said it. So here it is. The mission field is right where you were at.